reckon?
I know Jimin.
What Son did is better than Messi winning World Cup.
Sunday. He avoided.
Yeah, he avoided war.
He avoided army.
No, they didn't even. Why win is that a real better? Tournament.
Huh?
They didn't even win. They won like a made-up tournament.
Yeah, but he would have won to
win. Yeah, out of war. So. It wasn't an Asian Cup they won. It was like
Asian something.
East Asian
Korean Cup.
Friendly Cup.
Korean Cup.
Yeah, but they still won.
And North Korea weren't allowed to play.
Otherwise, there we go.
You name six players from the Korean team then.
The South Korean team.
Yeah.
Kim Min Jae.
One.
Son.
Yep. Two.
Ki Sung Yong.
Lee Kang In. That's PSG. Yep. He does. Yeah. Kamada. Yep. Nah. Played for Eintracht Frankfurt.
Yeah.
Japanese mate.
Not Kamada.
Cut this out. Cut this shit out.
Right. They used to play for Swansea.
Still.
No.
He surely still plays.
Mate, he played years ago.
Lee.
I'll check if he still plays.
Don't say Lee probably.
Lee Wang, the six, who I was talking about in World Cup.
Yeah, that is.
Who's the hot one? The nine?
The hot one. Choi. Choi.
Yeah.
Five.
Say Huang.
There's one more.
Huang Hee Chan.
Yep, he still plays for FC Seoul.
There we go, six.
Six.
That's a big one.
Is he in the team though?
I'd say so.
What do you mean you say so?
Every Korean guy
plays for Korea once upon a time.
You want me to check? I'll check right now.
Check that he's in the national team.
Check his last national cap. 2019.
Good.
The same as doing
very, very close.
All right, so I'll keep track of all your teams
for Japan as well.
Oh, I don't have to do it?
No.
All right. I might just do it anyway.
I might do it just
so I don't get double.
Double park.
Double team. Yeah.
Okay,
well, yeah, because I know he'll do a bit of sabotaging too.
Yeah,
Jeremy.
It's just so we're not all on our phones.
He's not. Yeah.
It's not very engaging.
Yeah.
Do not bet list.
Can you guys just get off your phones?
I'm just writing my positions.
He said he's doing it.
Yeah, but I'm just doing it for mine. Remember
what formation are we playing, mate?
4-3-3.
Okay. Seriously.
What do you want to play, Riley? 4-4-2 or 4-3-3?
Seriously, I'm a dickhead.
You guys can't just remember in your head. You're 11.
No.
Sometimes it gets
with the teams and stuff.
Teams. Okay, and you guys got memories of goldfish, eh?
Yeah. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. You're back with Let 'Em Shoot. We're back. It's Tuesday. It's your favorite day because we have dropped an episode.
Wow. But you might need to move that because it might focus on your drink.
It's not going to be in the shot.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that one you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry. It won't. It shouldn't. But anyway.
Would that be?
If you just keep it, like, maybe next year. It's not... Yeah, okay.
Good stuff, man.
Cool.
It's good Elon stuff, Musk man. Coffee.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Elon.
Good morning, good afternoon, good night. You're back with Let 'Em Shoot. Sammy ruined my original intro.
Well, would we rather a shot that's blurry for a whole episode, or...
It wasn't even in this shot.
Or Captain Morgan.
About this shot. Yeah. Yeah. That's why I waited for you to finish talking.
Mm.
Well, okay. What was it? But anyway.
You were done.
I'm still doing the intro.
Yeah, you're doing it again.
Yeah.
Otherwise you're taking a long 40-minute
production meeting on screen.
Jeez.
Just give us a moment.
Good morning, good afternoon, good night. You're back with Let 'Em Shoot.
Technical.
It's Tuesday. It's your favorite day because...
Dominoes.
It's draft day. It's cheap. It's draft day. We're back to my very right before we get into this very, very, very massively anticipated episode.
Support MJ, born the Africa gang. Blessed to be here. Life's good. Good weekend. AFCON winners as well. Yeah. Tom's back. Back in Canberra. He's been away for a month.
It's true.
Welcome back, man.
Thanks, guys. Thank you very much. Feels incredible to be back.
Got a haircut as well.
Yeah.
I'm good, bro.
Got a perm. Feels good.
To his left.
Paying his tech is. We haven't done a draft in a long time, so just remember, there's a photo of Bud's score, right? It's behind this camera. I think it was, 36, his last one that he lost on?
Yeah.
Actually, really? 56. So that's just their world record.
Just trying to really? As if he wasn't there.
A whole lot of
just
cheating was done.
Just trying to beat that one.
Yeah. I can't remember that one. My left,
RA Skills, best young chef in Canberra, part of the best Fortnite duo.
Yeah.
Just carrying everyone these days. Rebel, Samuel, Bud getting carried.
Yep.
Who's the other half? You.
We got four wins.
That's
today.
Crazy.
Four wins. Yeah. In
crazy says that.
Yeah.
Shit.
True.
You guys got good. Time to play Fortnite.
Oh, man.
Hey, Tom.
When you're not hanging out on roofs like you.
True. Oh, very true.
Or doing thrifting like some people.
Yeah. True. Very true.
Oh, bud, come revive me.
Just to continue on my intro. Guys, if we get 100 likes on this video, Samuel said that he'll do my boots in the mall challenge with me. Yeah. So just 100 likes. Yes. And we'll
We're not getting 100 likes and I'm not doing it.
100 views.
But
Boots in the mall.
That'll be this weekend, surely.
It has to be.
If you don't know my name by now, shame on you. It's PBB in 4K.
Today we are doing... Oh, actually, before we start, before we kick this off.
Like, share, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Keep subscribing on YouTube because the numbers are going up and our videos are only getting better. So there you go.
What? Let's go.
Sammy forgot about the audio listeners.
Wow, how dare
you. Oh, the audio listeners?
Because I don't care about them, really.
Wow.
That much.
No, we do care about them.
Okay.
Well, just Samuel doesn't.
He's doing sign language. Sorry.
Oh, you guys didn't get that?
To all the audio listeners, I apologize.
No, he's doing sign language. I'll do it properly.
He's just from
those
step up three.
Long fingers, fuck. Yeah.
So if all of your listeners heard that, good shit.
Just leave us a 5-star review.
Coordinates
today we are doing a draft.
Coordinates to the Crossy Cab formula on this.
We haven't done a draft in a while.
When was
the last draft?
The last draft was that-
The one that we did, the Champions-
Couple months, maybe?
The Champions League one?
Nah, can't be.
We've done one since.
Which one's that?
Wait, you've been on another show?
You've been on another podcast?
I must have been, sorry. Nah,
which draft did we do? Crowd?
Where MJ came last again.
Which one?
It was MJ versus Riley.
I haven't come last.
No, we did the draft for fantasy.
That doesn't count.
Yeah, there's...
Because that was the one.
There hasn't been one since the fantasy one, but...
All-Star Worldwide Draft, 4 months ago.
Yeah.
I wasn't in that one.
Yeah.
You won, yeah.
I won.
I watched it and it was just...
All-Star?
Yeah, that's one where you were trying to claim that...
Any player around the world, pretty much.
What's that striker? Jonathan David was...
I was just coming middle.
Was about it, remember?
Middle of the pack.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not going to go back into that time.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
I come good at draft.
Yeah. Today's draft we're doing is...
Guys do a lot of safe picks, bro.
Premier League... Traditional top six exclusion, one player per team from the rest of the teams. This is for all the fans that say we don't talk about the rest of the teams enough.
We only talk
about the big six fixtures. This is for you. We're going to demonstrate complete and utter
nonsense.
All knowledge.
Come on, cuz.
I thought we were on the same page as well.
Look at him. This guy already cheating.
I'm doing research, man.
So the rules are you get one per team. Man. No top six teams, and whoever has the best team will win the draft.
So how does the points work?
We're just going to do, at the end, who's got the worst team, who's got the best team. Is that what
team
we did last time? Team as a whole?
Yeah, because
if we just keep doing the key ball and so on.
One draft, it's corruption. The arguing was longer than the actual draft.
Yeah, it was.
And it was fun as.
It was so good.
If Riley doesn't come first after this extensive research.
Yep. All right, so you and you guys just do MJ and Bud.
I'll be Bud.
Thank you.
Baby. Come on, baby.
Come on, baby.
MJ, we'll start the draft. Bud, you'll be last. Snake pick. MJ, starting us off in the everything but the top six draft.
Do I get one pick?
Yes.
How many episodes you been on?
I got to make sure, you know.
Do I get one pick?
That Rolex must be affecting the brainwaves.
I don't have a Rolex.
God, dude, this is Rolex.
Sorry, the borrowed
I'll
one.
Get, I'll take Ollie Watkins.
MJ didn't want to do a little build up or anything. He's taking Ollie Watkins.
See, corruption starting.
That's a great pick. I'm going to go.
Are we allowed to just look at the ladder?
Yeah.
Do whatever you want.
Try not to be freak. On your phones. Otherwise,
I'm just going to leave the ladder open.
I'm going to go down to the gulls, the seagulls, and I'm going to take Karu Mitoma.
Samuel, seagulls, Mitoma off the left.
My Brighton guy's off the left, Mitoma. Who's better in this bottom six? I don't know if they're... I mean, this outside the top six, I don't know. Really, I don't know if there's anyone better.
There's actually... There's a lot of Brighton players...
There are good Brighton players, but I thought I'd
which is good.
The bloody guy.
How many good strikers are there?
Yeah,
there's not that many.
Couple.
There's not that many, and I'm going to take...
there's a couple.
Ivan Toney.
as Bud would say, Mr. Right. Tuna.
Oh, you playing Jeremy?
The betting boy. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mad.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Quick thing.
The betting boy is taking
Riley Flash.
The betting boy.
Flash is on, bro.
Is that is fair? It?
Sorry, man.
The better boy.
Yeah, he's got the I was just trying to
distract you. I don't know, Mike.
Is that like the Tony Fair this season?
Well, if people start saying people are not informed, then...
I mean, I'll allow it.
Yeah. If people start saying people are not informed, then I'm going to have a problem.
Yeah, well, inform, out of form, Ivan Toney is better than informed players, so...
Yeah, but if we're... I will be doing that.
Riley, talk. Give me a little spiel.
Look, you're not wrong. I agree with what you're saying strikers. There's not many good ones.
Yep.
So I'm going to take one of the best ones off the board. Isak.
Great pick.
You have great done pick. Excellent because I forgot Newcastle were in this.
So did I. Until
not
right
gonna
now.
Lie, I did as well.
For that exact, for that exact reason,
killed it.
I'm gonna take the best midfielder outside the top six, Bruno Guimarães.
Bruno G.
Guimarães.
That's a good pick.
Taking Bruno, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Tom, as your six or as just your midfielder?
It's okay.
Just a midfielder right now.
There's a lot of midfielders. No, wait. Oh, as a CM, are we allowed to swap? And
we're allowed to do.
Yeah.
We can swap. Okay. We can do CM 10.
No, I just mean like 3
we can swap from six and 2 6, 2 8s. That's what I put
or
in.
But
you can pick a 10. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm gonna go.
Right, give us a little.
You want a little rundown?
Yeah. How'd you come to this player?
This guy, you know, I have a friend. He makes beats, and he relates to this guy not because of the beat making, because they got the same hair.
Okay.
Take me to London. Take me to. The blue, white, red. Take me to Africa FC. Give me Eze as my number 10.
Perfect.
He's nice.
That's a great pick.
And you get another one, buddy.
And I get another one.
Yep.
There's no build up to this one because I haven't thought of it yet.
Yep.
But I'm going to take the best keeper outside the top six. Give me Emi Martinez.
Great pick. Goals. I reckon that's a great pick.
It's a great pick, you freak.
It is the best keeper. Nice,
shit, man. Shit.
Tom.
I'm going to need some firepower up front.
Yeah.
Tommy is stressed.
I am. I think what I'm going to do is take... what am I going to do? One of Aston Villa's biggest stars this year.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to take...
You can stop that. You don't have to say it.
To compliment
Bruno. I promise
you
didn't say anything else.
Yeah.
I'll take him.
Who?
Oh, I'm having a brain fart right now. What's his name?
3, 2, 1.
Who do you get? Millie again? Milner?
No.
Millie Rock.
You will get... Fuck, we need someone bad.
Douglas Luiz.
Great pick.
There you go.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I know who Riley's going to take.
And that's your DM, Tom.
He's going to take him on the right wing as well. I know he's going to take him.
Because I thought Tom was going to do it. Yeah, but I want some actual fryer power.
It's a good start to the front three, yeah.
And I'll take Diaby. Thank you.
All right, Riley's front three is looking good.
Riley, it's a great start to the front three, to be honest.
Nope, that says fishy.
Okay, so I've got Ivan Toney. My team, you know, I do like, you know, a good technical player. I like somebody who's good on the ball.
Okay.
Do you?
I like players who, you know, can create from anywhere. So right back, I will be taking Kieran Trippier.
Took him one pick before me. One pick before me is a bit
Trips
rude.
Is very nice.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael.
That could be the best right back.
Yeah, I think it is. If his argument for best right back in the league, then he's got to be best out of this.
Let's do.
Oh, and it's my turn. I think I'm going to go with my Newcastle pick. Let's not forget.
Oh,
keep going.
Oh, and let's not forget, just because of a little betting scandal, this doesn't make a player not good. So give me, he's out for the rest of the year, but I'll take Sandro Tonali in midfield.
Tonali. Okay, so I don't want any talk about...
I wouldn't pick that, but
Tony.
Yeah, I'm saying a betting scandal doesn't make somebody not good. He was semi-final of the Champions League last year, one of the best players in the Serie A.
Are you taking him as a six or just centre mid?
Centre mid.
Okay. But who's your second pick?
Emi.
Oh, yeah, Martinez, yep.
Do you want me to do emotes instead?
Yeah, please.
Of Emi? Yeah, I'll do that. Do that at the end.
Mike Stalling.
My first pick I'm going to take.
Yep.
Is that even is that his full name?
Mike, you're stalling.
No, you're good.
Nah, keep going here.
But that was good.
You reckon that was good?
It was good.
Mike stalling, that's it.
Yeah. Oh,
maybe chuckle.
Who should I take?
Oh, chuckle maker. Oh,
you actually have a stall.
Look at this guy.
Nah, he's in the top six.
I reckon you get Tim Ream Okay.
Yeah.
Big Timmy Ream.
He's good.
Okay. He's 38.
He could be all right.
You got to take like...
Compared to the draft, you're right. He could be all right.
Shelvey.
Maybe I'll just stop.
Shelvey's better than Timmy Ream.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
It's because you're a Harry Potter fan.
We've got to think MJ is stalling?
MJ's stalling.
He must be doing that.
He's doing quick math.
Mike, what's actually going on?
So yeah, my first pick will be Pedro Neto.
Okay.
Oof. Good pick.
Extremely good this season.
Good pick.
It's a good pick.
Yeah. It's a great
Very talented.
Yeah.
He's my guy. Second pick.
It's a great pick.
You mean third?
Your third pick, but
as in second
right
pick now.
Yes.
Mm. Por favor.
I'm thinking, do I go defensive? Do I go midfield? Or do I go keeper?
Or attack?
I might go... Let me just...
Why is this getting a bit stressful?
I don't know.
It is a little bit, though.
I'm thinking for the future.
I'm a bit worried.
I haven't even... Look, I still have this much to left to go.
Oh, yeah, there's a few.
Hey, we need a time on this. Yeah, no. That's crazy.
Your Rolex doesn't have a calculator?
Why did he need a calculator?
Calculator how much time he's using there?
It's a watch.
As left back, I'm going to take Estupiñán.
I was going to pick
him. Estupiñán.
No, it's good for you.
You can keep him. Pick.
You can keep him if you can spell his name.
He's potentially taking the best left back.
Estupiñán.
Stop doing this to Storm Mike. No,
it's my turn. It's my turn.
I've just gone, mate.
Neto and Estupiñán.
Oh, true.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Sorry, the glare of your watch.
I'm going to take this guy. I'm going to take is great, by the way. Extremely techie. I'm going to take this guy because I might need to move him into a different position later, which I can do, right? I can do that?
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to take arguably their best, but second best player for Brentford. Give me Mbeumo.
That's not Nathan Collins.
Nathan Collins isn't better than Mbeumo.
Where do you want to put Mbeumo right now?
Just for right now, I'm going to put him right wing.
He's a great player.
He's a very good player. Good.
Yeah, very good player. Okay, so I've used Newcastle. I've used Brentford. They're two of the... The better sides. I think
Please
I'm going to go
don't
to
take him.
You know, I feel like this position will dry up, and for right now, you just want to take someone solidified, someone you know who can lead. And like I said, I like technical players, and this guy's become one of the best ball playing centre backs. Give me Lewis Dunk.
Lewis,
wow,
it's not bad. It's not bad.
That's a good pick.
Okay. I think I'm just going to finish off the front three here. Oh, I'm just going to keep the theme. I'm just going to keep
front three early, huh?
Pacey wingers.
Yep.
Black.
Conveniently, it fits. Yep. And he's going to be on the left-hand side.
Yep.
And his name's going to be Ansu Fati.
Okay.
I don't mind it.
Ansu Fati. I don't mind it at all.
He's a good player.
Riley's finished off his front three.
It's a smart player. I like it.
Decent.
It's a nice front three.
I like
Fati, Isak, Diaby.
That's a nice front.
That's quick.
How's he done fucking around today?
I'm going to have to go in defense. I think that there's not a whole lot of good defenders in the bottom.
I agree, yeah.
Bottom whatever. So I'm going to take someone that stood out over the last probably year and a half now, and that's Joachim Anderson.
Yeah, nice. No,
I like him.
He's a great player.
I like him.
Great player. Yep. He looks a bit like you.
Man up.
He's...
He's good looking.
He's very handsome.
Yeah, yes, he is. He looks like
thank you.
So no, he's
get
is.
Off my back.
And he's Danish.
Bud?
Automatic European passport.
Yeah, stolen, huh?
Bud?
I got that anyway.
I'm not stolen. Yeah. I can't believe this guy went this long without being picked.
I should call you Joseph.
Okay.
Give me right wing back. Right wing, not right wing back.
Okay.
Give me Bowen.
Jared Bowen, great pick.
He's
great
a good
pick.
Player.
Pick. I was stressing. I thought someone was going to take
Bud, you've started off hot.
Yep.
Three good player. Picks.
Yeah. Extinguisher better be around.
Yep.
Look. There's not that many strikers left, so I'm going to leave that a little bit.
Is Tom doing research, bud?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Absolutely.
Is Tom doing research?
It's early for that.
Look, I'm going to go to...
Don't like...
I've got my next two picks ready.
I'm going to go to Brentford.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do believe this position is very sticky. It will get sticky later on.
Yep.
You know how sticky it gets.
So I'm going to take a player that solid in his position.
Mm-hmm.
Give me Henry.
Rico!
Henry. Give me Henry
out for an ACL for the rest of the season. So you also don't argue form to me.
I'm arguing.
You know how good
to
he is.
The rest of
I'm saying to me.
But someone we will want to argue form with, very much so, more than probably any player in the draft, is Hwang up front.
Okay. Tom, you want him nine or on the left?
I think nine.
Okay.
Nice. Tom knows, man. He knows about form.
He can, man.
No, out for the season this day.
No. No betting scandals, nothing.
That's good.
Sometimes, you know, betting scandal takes a player out of their form.
It's unfortunate.
I think I'm going to have to pick someone. I need someone in defense. I need someone solid, someone who's a smart footballer. Got a couple national caps under his belt. Mark Wehi.
Riley, great pick.
He's good.
Good pick.
It was my next pick. Thank you, man.
Sorry, man.
That's a great pick. Honestly, okay, sorry, man. Boys, I think now's where we start getting tactical. Almost all the stars have gone. So you've got to go, what teams don't have too many good players?
Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely. So where's Jeremy going? I'm going to Fulham.
Yes. Yep.
My six.
No. William.
João Paulinho.
Probably well done. The best six. Besides mine, of course.
Mm. I was literally going to take him next.
I might move Tonali into six. That might help a lot.
This is tough, man.
That's a good move.
That's a great pick.
Thank you.
Oh, my turn. I'm going to go to my...
players,
eh? Yeah. I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't effing around.
A couple guys are doing it with the ladder.
See, me, I'm going to go into my Aston Villa pick, and this guy just got his call up to the England national team. I'm going to take a centre-back. I think could be the best centre-back outside the top six. Give me Ezri Konsa.
He's been good this season.
I'm not going to agree with the best centre-back outside the top six.
I said he could be.
I'm just saying. I think we're getting political early.
Some is like them Airbnb hotels.
He's great.
You got to add shit to it.
Yeah. There's nothing.
But I'm just building it for the camera.
He's not the best.
I said he could be.
No, he's not. He can't.
To who?
He can't be because someone else definitely
is. He's great.
Stalling.
Yeah, he's great.
Okay, I'm going to go...
And if we're talking form as well, form, guys.
Wait, Mike. Actually, I'll give you time to stalk Jacko. Come here.
Seamus. You get Seamus.
Okay, you got 2024 Seamus Cole.
Finish.
Mike, sorry.
Okay, so my next pick, I'm going to go for a very talented midfielder. Very, very, very talented. Yeah. In fact, so talented, he won a competition for England.
Too much.
Nah, it's a good
this guy's so talented that I just have to say his name.
Say it, man.
Gibbs White.
Great pick.
Good pick, man.
Especially from Forest, great pick.
Yeah.
Gibbs White. I actually forgot about him.
And my second pick, I'm thinking, do I go defensive? Yep. Is it a fullback?
You might have to.
Do I go a keeper? There's not many good keepers, you know what I mean?
It's true, there's not.
Can I just confirm, have any Newcastle keepers been picked before I pick this guy?
Nope.
No.
Well, you pulled my arm. I might have to just go Mr. Nick Pope.
Okay. It's a decent pick.
Yeah, I like it. Okay. Well, I'm going to just pick quickly somebody who I've raved on about my let him shoot career. Give me Max Kilman at centre back.
Mm. He's been good this year.
Decent pick.
Again.
He's good.
Decent he's been pick. Good this year.
Very good.
And my centre back partnership is looking very nice.
Yeah.
Gilly.
Decent pick.
This is where the going gets tough this and then the tough gets going.
I'm going to go to West Ham, pick another player from my midfield. This close to going to City this year.
I was going
to
pick him there.
Lucas Paqueta.
Great pick.
Shit, that means all. That was my next pick.
Yeah, so these good midfielders are going quick, so I might have to get one in. I'm going to go Ward-Prowse.
Yeah.
Good. And you left the good midfielders. Yeah. Nah, I'm joking. Ward-Prowse is a good pick for this draft.
It's okay.
Riley, I feel like I have missed one player for you. Who was your last pick before Ward-Prowse?
Gehi.
Gehi, yeah,
perfect. Wehi. Mark. Mark Duck.
And before Gehi?
Ansu Fati.
Yeah, perfect. All right, we've got it. Tom.
I think I'm going to have to take one of the only good keepers left before... He's gone, and that is Bernd Leno.
Decent.
The reason Messi won the World Cup.
Yep. Was because Leno got injured.
Leno.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, okay. Great
cool.
pick.
Cool.
It's me.
Yep.
This is tough, man.
Now, I've saved this Newcastle pick.
Yeah.
And I can go either direction right now. I think everyone's picked Newcastle, haven't they?
I think so, yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
So I might hold on to that one, actually.
No, I've got Trippier.
Oh, Trips. I'm going to hold on to that Newcastle.
Yeah. Good, smart.
Everyone's team is looking good at the moment, actually.
Yeah, it is. It's going to go downhill soon.
Very soon.
I'm going to go... Where am I going
to
go?
But just because you're holding on to Newcastle doesn't mean you get extra time. Okay? So.
All right. I'm going to need a right back now. Mm. There's not that many. And I feel like this guy has to be taken now.
And to confirm.
And to confirm, you have somebody to pick.
And to confirm.
Yep.
I'm not going to take a right back.
You're getting you're getting 10 seconds. 10.
9.
8.
8.
7.
I don't want to pick this.
You're getting a right back because you're getting Chambers Coleman in 5. 4.
Give me 4. Doucouré in centre mid.
Great pick.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Which one?
Doucouré for Everton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's the worst one.
Yeah, but
it's a good form.
It's Everton.
It's a good form.
I think, at this level,
Doucouré is a good player.
Yeah,
I just think of the Doucouré
Palace.
Doucouré, yeah. Doucouré.
I've already got my Palace pick.
Yeah, true. That's true. You enjoy your life over there.
Yep. So that's ruled out one player that I can't pick from Everton.
Yep.
Wait, so that was his first pick. We're getting
no. He's not getting a lot of time.
No.
But he does have to go back to back.
I've done Fulham.
Do I go to Brighton?
I don't think so, man. I think just. Miss it. Honestly, just miss it.
I need to shore up that midfield because it's looking a bit bleak at the moment.
Yeah.
Give me... You know what? Let me hold that one out.
All right, what's going on?
Give me Newcastle.
Yep.
Give me their best centre-back from last season.
Great pick. That's good exactly pick.
Sven the best Botman. Player. There we go. I'm back.
That's the best centre-back.
Yeah, I'm back.
No Newcastle left.
I'm back. Me Let's either. Go.
I picked a better player from there anyway.
Yeah, same.
Same. All right, this is another form pick.
Yep.
Within the last year, been one of the most informed players in the whole Prem.
Okay.
This guy puts up numbers, goals and assists, solid march. And I know because I have him in fantasy.
Out for the rest of the season.
Out for the rest of the season.
There we go. There goes your argument.
So early Riley and MJ Lewis.
We're going to do form picks.
Early Riley and MJ
Lewis. First 6 weeks, best in the Prem.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to do that, let me pick someone that's not injured. Let me pick.
Yeah, great.
We don't really have many keepers.
No.
Yeah, do they?
No.
So I'm going to pick one that I think could be up there for, in this sort of draft, I think he's up there for the top picks.
Good for you,
Jose Sal.
Great pick. That's who I was going to take.
He's a great keeper, actually. There's actually a few good keepers in this bottom six.
Yeah.
There's at least six.
Decent,
but not.
Cool. I'm going to go right wing. And I haven't been to, let me just confirm, I haven't been to Crystal Palace. Dreadhead Gang, Michael Olise.
Yeah. Mm. He hasn't played in 2 years.
He was played last year, actually.
That's a nice pick.
Yeah.
You know who I'm going to take? This guy is absolutely techie. My front three is actually so techie, by the way. Give me up front, African boy, Kudus.
Yeah, I'll be judging that later.
I mean, you've seen everyone that's come from Ajax, Ten Hag, Anthony Kudus. Yeah.
Not true.
I don't know about that one, lads. True.
If you guys have watched him play this year, he's been
actually
very good.
No, we're not doing that.
He has been.
Listen.
Oh.
Oh, you went there. What made you go with that verse?
He's great. I don't know.
How many people have left?
Huh?
How many picks do I have left? 4?
MJ, this is you.
So
I got 5.
Oh shit.
I should have 6 then.
So I'm going to need somebody in the DM. I'm going to go to West Ham.
I got 4.
And I'm going to take Edson Álvarez.
You want to play him DM? Yep.
Yeah, I'll play him DM.
Yep.
He does play there.
Yeah. But he could have played centre mid, I don't know.
True.
Álvarez.
And then my next pick, I'm thinking...
That's a decent pick, Mark, to be honest.
Is that the guy, MJ, that said his favourite position is centre-back?
He can play centre-back, but he's a DM.
Stored.
If you've watched any games, he's played DM.
Yeah.
Just remember that.
Yeah, I will. Okay. Don't worry, Tom, I got it.
And then, I don't know if I go... I might go defensive. And I think I'm going to take... I'm going to go to Everton.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm going to take Tarkowski as centre back.
I mean, all right.
Wait, who was Jeremy? Who was my first centre back?
Centre backs. Left.
There's not.
They're centre-back. Really okay. Odd looking, really and it is.
It's bleak.
It is bleak.
Yeah, that was your first centre back. Samuel, back to you.
Give me Crystal Palace Doucouré, please.
Crystal nice. Palace Doucouré yeah. In the six.
Yeah, in the six.
Yeah, overrated, but yeah.
Yeah, I think he's good.
Here we go. We're no, just when Samuel what? Picks a player, it's yeah. Don't worry.
No, I'm saying he's all right.
You know that video of Boogie Cousins where he says, oh, "This is getting ridiculous." Yeah. I hope everybody can see what's going on here.
Yeah. Okay, where do I need? I need a keeper, centre back, left back, midfielder, left wing. Okay. Whew, this is getting tough, boys.
This is where it slows down a little bit.
This is getting my very team tough.
Not looking good for me.
This is OT type territory. You get overtime.
Yeah, I'm caught in between two players.
Yeah? Tell me both.
I'm not going to tell you both until I take one. Pause.
Shit, I don't have my Brighton player.
Oh, I can change formation. Yeah, okay. Yeah, not formation either. Players around.
You can change positions, yeah.
You know, I don't even have a thing. I'm fucked. I don't even have a list of players.
Yeah, neither. Mine. I'm just going off the league.
No, I haven't promised
you the players left.
Oh, shit.
My team set up.
Yeah. I'm going to take, as my Forest pick, Ola Aina.
Great pick.
He's good. Left back?
Yeah, left back.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
He's good. He's
actually consistent. He plays both.
Yeah, he can play both. Yeah.
I've got Trippier.
He reminds me of a young Wan-Bissaka.
When he played against Saka, left back. Salah, yeah. Left back.
Yeah. He reminds me of a young Wan-Bissaka.
I'm going to have to go. I think I'm going to go another centre back because it is looking very bleak for that position right now. I'm going to go Issa Diop.
With Gwehi, from Fulham. Not a bad pick.
Not a bad pick.
I think there was a couple you could have gone with.
I think what I'm going to have to do is just continue a form trend with my front three.
Might as well.
And just try and get away with it the best I can and take Alanga at left wing.
You've got Hwang there, so do you want to go?
No, he's nine, isn't
he? Oh, you want Hwang nine? Yeah, sorry. Okay.
Oh.
It's up to you.
Actually, nah, I'll keep it.
Okay, Alanga.
He's not in bad
form. If he's in form.
No, he is.
Alanga's good.
He scored a couple goals.
He's been good.
Yeah.
Looking sturdy.
Against Chelsea, are you talking about then?
He scored three goals, I think, two assists.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Bud.
His guy was counting.
He wasn't making eye contact, so
I wouldn't count.
Make sure we got a timer for this one, please.
he was going, Jack.
There's not many sturdy strikers left.
There was none.
No, there is one.
There's one.
Yeah.
Okay, I know where you're saying, but
I'm going to take.
I don't know if Bud has them.
My fantasy striker up front, Brighton.
I love that.
Oh, nice.
It's a great pick.
It's a good pick.
Which one?
Yeah, there's two actually. Yeah. There's,
I can go with the one you were going to pick.
There's either way, but I'll
he's
take
go the opposite of what we all think.
He's going Zhao.
He's going to go Zhao. I like Zhao more than Ferguson. Yeah, like so Zhao. I'm going to take Zhao.
Yeah. Skirt. He's been Zhao better this year as well, I reckon.
Give me Zhao down the middle.
Could play 10.
And my left wing.
This team is decent. Everyone's team is decent so far.
My left wing, there's no left wingers left.
No,
there's none.
Well, I hope there is because
I'm going to take a Chelsea Academy. Academy player.
Yeah.
Give me Hudson-Odoi.
Hudson-Odoi. There we go. The first,
I think that's the first
average one, average pick.
I think the rest are going to be average.
Yeah. I don't think he's the worst. He's a good option for now, but it's not a good pick.
Not many Nottingham players left as well.
Yeah. I'm going to have to start looking at the teams.
What I'm going to have to do is... Has everyone picked Brighton already?
I have.
Pretty much.
So, yeah.
I got Karu.
All right. It's getting dire, so I might save that.
And go with
a left back pick from a team that doesn't have very many good options, and that's Everton. That's Mielenko.
Yeah, he's pretty decent. He's been pretty decent.
Yeah. He's been all right. I was going to take him, but I was like,
it's not a bad pick.
I've seen a few, I might risk it. But I reckon he's been good this year.
There's not many left backs left.
Yeah.
Oh, you're actually a prick.
Jesus.
Tom, you need a right back, a centre back, and a midfielder.
Perfect.
What do I need?
Bud, you need a right back, centre back, and a DM.
Oh, who are my midfielders?
Eze and Doucouré.
Yeah.
Okay. Riley.
That's fucked.
Yep. We go to you. Right back, left back, DM, centre mid.
Oh, your list from this morning?
I wish. I wish I prepared.
Yikes.
Yeah, it's the only option.
It's a howler.
It's the other
pick.
Side, though.
It is. I'm going to go for someone. Bit of a...
You're going to have to.
Yeah, there's not really many right backs left. I'm going to go from Bournemouth, Max Aarons.
It's not a howler at all.
Max Aarons, he's been quality, I reckon.
It's not bad, but...
He's been quality, I reckon.
Yeah, it's probably best right back
left. Under 5'2".
Right back.
I'd say. Yeah. Under 5'2", he's probably best left right back.
He's taller than Reece.
He's taller than you, bud, but that's right.
Okay, I need a centre-back, a midfielder, and a winger.
MJ's straight.
MJ just found a Rolex for under 5K.
I've got somebody. They're not great, but at least it's a name.
Yeah, that's what I've got. You can get away with it. I've got a player who's decent, but hasn't really been decent this year, but he is a decent player. But do I do that, or do I do...
Stalling.
That's what I'm thinking.
Stalling.
I'll do that. Rolling. On the left, I'm going to go with... the thing is, I can pick someone from Burnley, but you guys aren't going to think they're good. And then they will be worse off. So I'll go with Dan Juma from Everton as my left winger. Yeah, just a decent player, but he doesn't really play too much this year.
He doesn't start very often.
No. But if you watch him play, you know he's a bit dangerous. Okay, yeah, I can use him.
Fuck's sake. This is getting tough now.
I think I'm just going to have to take this pick quickly. My Bournemouth pick, I'm just going to go with Neto in goals. Ex-Barca keeper, people. Been arguing he's... Bottom six, I mean, not thing of the, Neto. Of the season.
Mike?
Keeper's not my stress. I just, I'm left with the two worst positions to pick from right now, fullbacks.
It's bad.
It's tough. Fullbacks is tough. I'm just going to try and take a couple names.
Mike?
I think,
I don't know if okay, so my first pick.
Yeah. Three left. Shit, man.
I'm going to take this guy's left winger. I think he's very talented, and I feel like...
Yeah,
I feel like if you watch this club and you see this player,
if you know football, you'll know this guy.
You'll be like, this guy's talented. He's played in Spain.
Okay,
give me Luka Kolejosho, from Burnley.
Burnley,
very talented.
Okay,
huh? Sorry,
you don't know Kolejosho?
Flashbacks of Brazil shirt.
It's your turn again, Mike.
This guy's exposing himself. He doesn't know ball. And then my last pick Burnley. For Luton.
No, Mike, you have two, don't you?
You should have one more.
Yeah, he's a winger.
Oh, no, I've got two after this.
You should have two.
Yeah, yeah.
So my last pick, I'm going to go to Luton. And I think in terms of names here, this guy's definitely decent, and I'm going to go Ross Barkley.
Yeah.
Okay. Guys, MJ took Ross Barkley.
Ross Barkley.
Okay.
Oh. You know, you don't have to pick from Luton.
I know ball, man.
Okay.
You better not stall next time.
MJ, what's him do that 5K in like 15 minutes?
Yeah. Oh, here we go. I got to chill there, man. Because I can take a... I've still got Brentford.
Same.
Do you have Brentford?
I do.
Yeah.
Oh, I know my last two picks.
I got three left. Don't you have three?
Oh yeah, I do have three.
Yeah. Shit. All right, I think this guy's... I've got to just keep prolonging my picks.
Pick him, man.
Because I don't want their fullbacks, I'm going to have to go with... In midfield, he's someone who's good, and I'm pretty sure everyone thinks he's good, but obviously not the level of the best players. Give me Garner from Everton.
Garner?
Yeah, as my centre mid.
He's like Idrissa Garner again.
No. James Garner.
Garner. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. James Garner.
So I could still do
James Garner.
I think he's pretty good.
That's the issue.
Garner, okay.
Teams I haven't already picked.
Everton youngster.
All right, so I'm gonna go a bit in form.
Jesus Christ, this is hard.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. I'm gonna go in form. I won't stall anymore. I'm gonna go with Mario Lemina from Wolves.
Great good pick. Player. Yeah.
Damn.
Great, exceptional great last player. Game.
Yeah. Where are you taking him?
Centre mid. No. Centre mid, where he plays for Wolves.
Yeah, I know. But I think he's a nice...
That's all good. He's nice. Where he plays for Wolves is where I'll take him.
But if you have no 10, I feel like...
2 8s and a 6.
Yeah. I feel like it's a bit of a stress if there's no 10.
I'm going to pick a veteran of the game.
Like, keep going.
This guy's been around for a couple years, played a couple seasons, faced off against some of the best. At left back, Ashley Young.
You're lucky these guys are here.
Ashley Young.
Ashley Young.
Gross. He took bird so he was shat an option in mouth for Ashley Young. Yeah.
You took a guy. He was an option.
You're taking him at left back, right?
You purely can't take him.
Tell me what other left backs there are.
No, but I'm telling you, you can't take him purely based on we were going to pick him for worst player. No.
Nope. Tell me what other left backs there are.
That's for you to find out.
All right. I'm going to complete my midfield.
Yep.
And it's going to be another informed boy.
Yep.
From Brentford.
Yep.
Jensen.
Good, great pick. Mm-hmm.
Good pick, Tom.
2 8s and a 6, I think.
Yep. Excellent. That's a great pick.
That's a great pick, Tom.
That helps me out that you picked him as well.
Tom, that's a great pick.
Thank you. Now it's your turn.
Tom has one of the best midfields and one of the worst front threes.
Okay, no, guys.
They're so in form. You haven't seen
March has an ACL injury. But stop stalling.
What teams do I have left?
Jeremy's kind of made my decision for me. I was going to go for Lamina in the middle. But now I'm going to have to take Everton's best player last season.
Oh.
Transferred to Fulham.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Give me Iwobi.
I like that pick. Yeah, I like that pick.
I like him.
You've got to do some moving around. Unless you want Iwobi to be your DM.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, not DM. Yeah. But I thought you meant like I have a Fulham player.
You want Doucouré as your 6?
Yeah. I'll put Doucouré 6.
Okay. He's been playing 10.
Yeah.
Okay. He's been playing.
But originally, almost. He's a centre mid.
Easy. Thank you. But you still got two?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got one more right now. And then you got one at the end, yeah?
So I need a centre back, right back.
Right back, centre back, right back, yeah.
Cool. I'm going to go two Wolves.
Yep.
I'm going to take Kielman's defensive partner. Not Dawson.
Okay.
Totti Gomez.
Okay.
At left centre back.
Yep, okay.
Okay.
Interesting.
You thought I was going to pick Craig Dawson.
I don't know.
Botman plays left centre back, doesn't he?
Botman?
Yeah.
Botman.
Oh, you mean for this lineup? Yeah, I'll put him there.
No, Bud wanted him there.
Yeah, he forgot he had Botman. But Botman's right-footed, I think, isn't he? Or is he left-footed? I don't actually know.
Whoever's left-footed.
I just know that he plays left.
Yeah, okay. Totti Gomez, yep. Good.
All right, with the trend now that we're seeing in football these days with the inverted fullback coming inside into
right
the midfield.
Yep.
I'm gonna invert my right back. Well, he's predominantly a right back, but brilliant on the ball, can play midfield, has played midfield, and has just got his first national team cap.
Okay.
Pascal Gross, right back.
I think that's a good pick. For where we are right now?
I'm going to go with a guy from one of the bigger teams in this range. This range of draft that we're doing. Captains his team in the midfield.
Don't look it up.
Let me just double check his name. Christian Norgard.
Okay, from Brentford.
I don't like Norgard very much though.
Watching. So you want him DM or centre mid, Riley? Stop looking at Fop Mob.
We'll just leave him for now.
We'll have to write him down. So where do you want him?
Centre mid for now.
Oh God.
Okay. He's actually really good.
Your front three is good.
Man. Yeah. So don't judge anyone.
Your midfield's good.
So I'm going to take, don't know what team I have left here.
Bruno. Douglas.
It's actually tough to think of what team you've got
left. Trash.
Yeah.
So good.
It's stagnant.
All right.
Okay.
Stagnant. It's not moving.
All right.
We've done Everton.
Boys, I'm going to take... Okay, I can do this. I can do this, guys. I can do this.
Have you guys finished your teams?
No.
I got one more. It goes back around.
Yeah. I'm going to take... Oh, my God. I don't like any of these guys. I'm going to take my keeper from Burnley and go James Trafford.
Good youngster.
Oh,
I like to play ball.
No, I didn't want to take him because I thought everyone would be like, hey, shit.
No, I like to play ball.
It's fine.
He ships in three goals.
You can kind of get away with it because he's young.
What did MJ say?
He said he ships in three goals a week.
Okay.
I'm going to go.
Coley Osho, yeah? Burnley lowest scoring team in the comp.
I'm going to go with the guy. Ready? Listen to
me. Coley Osho's quality. Oh, good.
You just saw him play against Arsenal for 30 minutes and he was all right.
Yeah, the best team in best team in England.
Okay. This is where I get to actually really just letting you guys know who I'm picking because I got to do a spiel before. So I'm going to take the guy with the best assist to game ratio out of all defenders in the Premier League right now.
How many games?
He's played six.
Yeah.
He's got three assists. Give me Toffolo.
Okay.
From Nottingham.
Okay. And he's a presumed
left back.
Left back, okay.
Oh, he's got the most assists for defenders.
He's a wing back, isn't he?
Left wing back, but they've been playing at four.
Okay, interesting. I think they've been playing five. But yeah,
yeah, sometimes. Yeah. But lately, yeah, they've been playing a four.
Just that's stored. All good.
They've been playing a four. I'm just letting you know. Mangala, Sangare, and Dominguez in midfield.
Oh, I didn't take my guy Sangare.
So, Tom, tell me how good they play at five with all three of them in there.
Two up front.
Oh, Sangare.
Yeah, but they play Gibbs White, a 1 year, and a Langer.
Not always.
Jeez. Yeah, but they do.
Who took Gibbs White? Because he plays right wing. So,
English guy over here took him.
He's a 10.
Tim has two midfielders.
He's a 10, man.
Two right wingers.
Why are you hating on me? He's a 10.
Is it back to me? No, no, it's MJ. Oh, he's stalling. Sorry.
I was letting you guys finish. I need a centre back and a right back.
Correct.
It's not much. There's not much quality out there, man.
There's not much.
There's not at all.
But I think I'm going to have to go with a centre back. I think he's all right. He's all right. At this level, mm-hmm, what's left?
Yep.
I think the only reasonable pick has to be from Brentford.
Okay.
And I'm going to take, and I'm pretty sure it hasn't been taken, but Ethan Pinnick.
Oh, strange.
Yeah, tiny head.
Strange that the best centre-back from Brentford still available.
Rick Collins.
Nathan Collins.
You reckon he's the best?
No, I'm not even taking the piss. I think he's very good.
Yeah, the redhead?
Yeah.
The ginger beard dude?
Yeah.
And then right back, I've only got really Palace. And I've just got to take this guy and I've got to back him.
Oh, no. You guys remember when I took him?
Mr. Joel Ward himself.
Yeah. There we go.
Stored. I got to pick a right back as well. And this guy was too good to be relegated. I picked him in another draft before once and everyone laughed. But I feel like in this draft, last pick, he's not the worst. Give me Timothy.
From Fulham.
Yeah. From Fulham.
That's okay.
It's my last pick.
It's better than Ward.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll see.
He said, we'll see.
Ward.
He said, we'll see.
Ward.
Castagna at one point used to be good.
No,
yeah, at one point.
I reckon he was
the season that Pereira was injured.
Yeah.
He was good. Then he fell off.
Ward.
But he got a new signing. Allegedly been performing all right.
Better be good.
What are you doing about your pick over there?
Because he doesn't want to come last.
Yeah, he's going to make the act.
No, it's just Ward. You guys gave me shit.
I've got a couple of teams, but
you know what I was thinking? Just of
what do you need? What position?
Just a centre back. And I'm going to take. I'm going to take.
You want a free one?
Nah.
Doing research, Jeremy?
I'll take Kirkus. Michael Keane. No, Kirkus from Bournemouth. That's who I'm taking.
Oh. Mitch's friend.
Yeah, he's not great. I can have one bad player.
You know what I was thinking of doing? I was thinking of moving. Oh, dude.
All right, to go for my last one, I need a DM, don't I?
Do we turn these on?
Yeah.
Riley, you need a DM.
I believe it was a DM. Okay.
Oh shit.
Or a centimeter, and you can put Norgaard there. Up to you.
No, that's all right. And my midfield's lacking, you know, a little bit of melanin, so I'm going to go Sangare from Nottingham Forest.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Cut that.
You shouldn't have said that.
He wouldn't have thought of that before.
I was literally...
Yeah,
no, you would.
Great pick.
I promise. You wouldn't have thought about that.
No, great. It was him and Dominguez.
Great
both
pick.
From Nottingham.
Nah, there's no way you thought about that.
Jesus, you would have picked Dominguez. I know
he said melanin. He said, my team's lacking melanin.
I need chocolate.
No, my midfield was...
Oh my day.
Damn, man.
Yep. God,
damn. We got him.
Tom.
Timothy Chadwick.
I refuse to go to the bottom three teams. And I've got centre back, one centre back left, right?
You've already got one
player. And remember you were laughing at Kirkes from Bournemouth. So just keep that energy when you pick yourself.
We're gonna go a big name. Established international, used to be.
Yep.
A little bit of controversy, which we don't mind. We kind of need that around the team.
Mm.
Kurzuma, centre back.
That's not bad.
That's actually a good one.
For last
not
pick,
bad at all.
That's not bad at all, to be fair.
Wow, that's you done well.
You can afford to have a good West Ham pick because...
West Ham got some quality though.
Good. It's in form.
It's compared to the other front threes. Tom.
What?
You got a West Ham.
Just tell me who's your right wing, Tom?
Guess who your right back is.
Just tell me your right wing.
That's how gross.
And guess who your right wing is.
Mm.
And guess who his new right back is.
Seamus Coleman.
Seamus Coleman.
But he's got two. Nobody's really got Everton.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, okay, cool.
So you got... Sorry, I just saw it.
I'm
gross
finished.
In March.
Wow.
Or we can give him...
Or you can have Coleman right wing.
No way.
Isn't it a direct replacement?
Yeah,
it is. You got Coleman right back now.
Those who laugh first and last.
Now I know what it feels like, MJ. He's always getting there.
Yeah, I always do.
But
I'm not switched
right
on.
Back.
Right back. There's three teams to pick from.
Who you got left? Villa gone, Wolves gone, Newcastle gone, Brentford gone, Palace gone.
I have him. I know who
Everton
I'm picking.
Everton gone, Fulham gone, West Ham gone, Brighton gone.
Jeremy, why help?
Yeah, I know who
him,
I'm picking.
Okay.
I'm going to take a right back who's played in the Prem for a couple seasons now.
That doesn't mean anything.
You could say he's an established Premier League right back.
Would you say that?
Unrelegatable
would
is
you
the
say
word
that?
I would use. Okay. Unrelegatable.
Okay.
Which means if his team goes down, he will always find a team.
Oh, okay. That's, right.
I'm going to take Fredericks at right back.
Fredericks.
Yeah.
From Bournemouth.
Yep.
I'm happy with Coleman.
Unrelegatable.
Unrelegatable.
He's been relegated many times.
He's been relegated many times.
Okay.
Fulham, he stayed up. Mm-hmm. West Ham, he played last year.
Mm. Okay.
And now he's at Bournemouth. Now.
Yeah. So let me just
West
remove.
Hams. So he never started at West Ham last year? Or?
Pascal Gross.
He was playing.
We're done, yeah?
Yeah,
Johnson
we're done.
The draft is complete.
I got the worst back line.
Tio Cato is there right back. All right.
77 games.
Yeah.
Let me go. Let's go.
This guy don't even start. And he's been relegated the most times out of any player that's picked.
Bud's team. He doesn't have a team name. You have a team name?
Do I have a team name?
Yep.
Yeah, I do.
Everyone think of a team name?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to call my team name Hidden Gems.
Hidden Gems, great name. Yeah. Bud's team is, in goals, Emi Martinez, right back, Fredericks.
Actually, call my team. I got a new name.
Okay.
Sarah J, FC.
Sarah J, FC. What? Top half is bad.
The fuck is that?
I mean, the face is bad.
The head is bad.
Anyway.
Head bad, middle's top's good.
Yeah.
Middle's good.
I don't know if the top's
back's
good.
Good.
Top big.
Back's you good.
Big mid.
Keeper is, she's a keeper.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, Bud's team. In goals, Emi Martinez. Right back, Fredericks. Centre backs, Totti Gomez and Botman.
There we go.
Left back, Rico Henry.
There
in midfield, he's got Abdoulaye Doucouré playing six with Eze and Iwobi in front.
Mm.
And then his front three is Jared Bowen on the right, João Pedro striker, and Hudson-Odoi off the left.
Good, except for...
Except for like
there's
five
a couple
Hudson.
Of dodgy ones.
Yeah.
There.
It's Fredericks, the first team.
Fredericks.
Of course it has to be dodgy.
Okay, Fredericks, okay. Gomez.
That's all right, we'll do it then. Yeah, Riley's team. You got a team name?
Tom?
No, Riley's team.
Oh, mine. Through Ball FC.
Through Ball FC, in goals, Jose Saab. Right back, Max Ahrens. Centre backs, Guehi and Diop.
Not bad.
Left back, Ashley Young. In midfield, he's got Sangare, Ward-Prowse, and Christian Norgaard.
Yep, it's not that
right bad. Wing, Moussa Diaby. Striker, Isak. Left wing, Fatty.
Good front.
That's a nice
distribution on that
Fatty
team.
Is total of 13 minutes of played.
Three balls FC. Yeah.
As soon as the ball gets to midfield.
Fatty, 60 minutes.
His team's like just plays Angela just White. That's Angela White right there.
No.
No.
Are you okay? Top heavy.
Just top heavy.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. All right, Samuel, your team. In goals, Neto. Right back, Castagna. Centre backs, Konsa and Kilman. Left back, Tofolo, who we just heard of today. DM, Doucouré. Midfield, partnered with Tonali and James Garner. Right wing, he's changed. Right wing, Kudus.
Wait, don't say Garner's bad.
No, I'm not saying
nothing. No ball. No
right wing, Kudus, striker, and Mbeumo. Left wing, Matoma.
Yeah, that's nice.
The adjustment helped. Okay.
We're not going to talk yet. Can we talk?
MJ's team in goal. You laughing already? In goals, Nick Pope. Good keeper.
Good.
Great keeper.
Right back, Nick Ward. Joel Ward, yeah. Centre backs, Tarkowski and Pinnick. Left back, Estupiñan. Great player. DM Alvarez, Ross Barkley and Morgan Gibbs-White in the middle. And then up front, we've got Koliosho on the left, Watkins up front, Pedro Neto on the right. And then Tom's team.
I just wrote a good joke. That's right.
MJ, you got a team name, by the way? Sorry?
B-I-G.
B-I-G. Sam, you got a team name?
I'm going to call mine Uncut Gems.
Tom, goaltender, Bern Leno, right back, Seamus Coleman, new addition. That's why he's got two Everton players. Centre backs are Anderson and Zuma. Left back, Mikalenko.
That's pretty good.
DM, good. Douglas good. Luiz. In front of him, we've got Guimaraes and Jensen. Up front, we've got Hwang Hee-chan, supported by Alanga on the left and Solly March on the right.
That's a solid team. Definitely very solid.
Just team in form.
Just decent.
In form, yep. Tom, and then my team is... good guys. In goals, James Trafford. Right back, Kieran Trippier. Centre backs, Kurdkez and Dunk. Left back, Olaina. In midfield, I've got Paulinho in the six, Paqueta and Lamina in front. And then up front, Danjuma on the left, Ivan Toney up front, and Michael Olise on the right.
That's Olise. So good team. Front three. Good team, though.
I feel like maybe like this we could do a team rating.
Yeah. We might as well just keep doing this, yeah. Just because we already started.
Riley just wants these 5 points for front three.
You've gone MJ.
No, Tom.
Fourth. Yeah, second last, yeah.
Yeah.
Coleman is better than... All right.
Okay, go. You can argue it after. Then it's just me, Riley, Samuel.
Am I weird for writing mine like that?
No, I did mine like that. And so did
MJ. Yeah.
Nah, swap Riley and MJ.
Okay.
So I'm three?
Three.
I think looking at this actually helps a lot.
Yeah, because it's hard to like.
Yeah.
But when you see it, it's like, oh yeah, that makes sense.
And then I'd say MJ.
Yep.
Then Jeremy Samuel has the best defense for me.
One. Okay, cool.
Okay.
Defense.
All right, man.
Got a good spine.
Turk.
Yeah, it's
Samuel
good.
One. Tom, yeah. Same thing from you, please.
I'm going to go.
Do I have to write the points or anything?
No, I got it.
Okay.
I think Riley last.
Okay, Riley 5. Yep.
Bud second last. MJ.
Just tell me.
Jeremy Samuel.
Okay. Samuel 1 again. MJ 3rd again. Three, yep. Me two again. Riley, you got a 5 and a 4. Bud got a what?
4.
Second last. Okay.
Second last.
4. Is that 6 or 5?
4.
You got man.
Okay. Riley.
Tom last.
It's just not true.
MJ 4, Bud 3, Samuel 2, Jeremy 1.
It's crazy, man. Coleman's better than half the right backs here, but
Bud 3.
Mate, it's
better than Ward and Castagna.
He's not better than because Castagna. We get come punished on. For four.
Is he better than
once.
Castagna now? And come on. He's not better than Castagna.
You should be rewarded for someone you didn't pick.
Jeremy won.
I didn't make the rules. The rules are the rules.
Exactly. And you went against the rules.
You guys picked a stalwart of the Premier League, someone that you can rely on non-stop.
Okay. That you didn't pick. Yeah, it's a forfeit. I've been punished for getting a forfeit.
No, he's good.
Show me yours.
Just tell me you haven't been watching this.
Coleman is awful.
Just tell me you haven't been watching this.
The rest of Tom's is good.
I wasn't going to put him
last. He's not last. Ashley Young's is probably as bad as Coleman.
Well, he starts over him though, doesn't he?
Pope. Yeah, but
left back.
Plays. And, back, and he's the worst though. No, he's been playing right back.
Actually, note. I'm gonna go last.
Pretty tough.
been looking at keepers as well.
Yeah, I have been.
That's why I put MJ.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
That's why Samuel had to be lower.
What? Oh, Bud's good.
Bud's good.
Good as well.
He's fine.
Yeah.
Far out. It's actually really hard.
Yeah. They're all quite close.
It's so actually really hard.
I think he's
good compared
to Trafford.
I'm going
to
go.
Who's Riley's keeper?
Jose Sal.
I'm going to go Riley 5. MJ 4, 3-2 Tom 1.
Tom's is better than mine.
I think the three players in the keeper.
Which three players?
Mikalenko, this year, Anderson, Zuma, and Leno. I think Anderson's better than both your centre backs.
Mm-hmm. Who are your centre backs?
Kilman.
Konsa and Kilman.
What about this then?
I prefer Anderson.
If you're doing a three,
yeah, but
this
season,
better than what?
Remember when I had a position and you voted me dead last because I
exactly
in the right position.
He should be rewarded for not getting a guy that he didn't pick.
He is the worst right back, but he is a right back. It's not like he got him in a different position.
No, I know, but he's the right back who doesn't even play.
Yeah.
Got lucky.
He's someone who doesn't play.
He doesn't play at all. And then if you're saying three good plays.
Hey, why are these guys allowed to argue?
Is Mikalenko not better than
him? Yeah,
Jesus Christ.
So how is Samuel so high?
I don't know, because he just sold us on Tofolo getting three assists, but nobody even knows who he is.
But he's the starter. He's a starter.
Castagna's not even good.
Don't say Neto's. What? Neto's one of the better keepers.
Neto's the worst keeper.
Leno's better than Neto.
I think Neto's better than Trafford.
I can't rate myself.
No, I'm saying you said here.
Okay, well, here that I can vote for. Is he the worst?
I think
you'd agree.
But they're all close.
But no, he's not close. Emi Martinez definitely better. Jose Sarr definitely better. Pope definitely better. Leno better.
Better.
Then how is mine dead last?
Because Aaron.
I've got one.
Max Aarons is not
Diop. Diop and Guehi.
So you're saying that Aarons and Young.
It's all close. Whatever order would have been, everyone would have said it was
Aarons only plays because Tavernier is fucking playing.
Aarons and Young is of course worse than Castagna and.
But what did I give you?
And Coleman.
Three or four. I think you said Tom was better than mine.
Yeah.
He gave Tom one.
The best.
Then I got three.
He understands this season, man.
So there's no punishment. You think Tom's
this
one?
Yeah, not better than that.
What do you mean there's no punishment? We chose the player.
Every time I get a
every time
player,
we do
it. Have you gotten the player in their exact position where they play and we're doing
it? Just so happened that
we're doing a
right
draft back of the bottom team. So it's not even you can get the best players and your players way worse.
That's crazy.
Fredericks is
if
awful.
I had chosen March 2nd, he would have gone there. But he didn't.
MJ has Ward. Are you saying genuinely Ward's way better than Coleman? No, he's not.
I'm not saying he's way better, but I think punishment
is better than
exactly
Coleman.
So then what are we saying?
Then the punishment shouldn't be Coleman then.
We all agreed.
We all
I didn't say
it's not my
we agreed because I thought
we put him in because I thought we were going to rate him as a bad pick.
The rules. It's
Ashley
not my
Young,
fault.
Who's the second worst right back.
We agreed to put him in because
Ashley Young is the second. Yeah, Ashley Young, you know, but he plays right back for Everton. Ashley Young is the second worst right back.
I'm getting punished because you guys all agreed on the rules.
How is Fredericks and Ward way better than Coleman?
Yeah,
it's not, but they're players that play.
He's not way better though.
Everton are one of the worst teams and he doesn't even play for them.
Ward is awful. Fredericks, you
Ward
just
is better than Coleman.
But what do you mean you've heard of Fredericks?
Yeah. Everyone knows who Fredericks
so
is.
So why do we choose Coleman then?
What do you mean you just heard of him? You all know.
You guys are saying
Riley
Coleman
knows
now as if I was the one who
because we all assumed Coleman was very bad.
That's why we agreed on that.
That's why we agreed.
Then it's
why should he be good now?
Nobody's saying he's decent.
No, but you're saying
no, not. I'm saying he's not way worse than Ward and Fredericks. How is that decent?
My thing is,
good.
If we agreed on
good.
Coleman, I
Max
thought because
Aarons
we're all going to say he's the worst.
Max Aarons isn't good.
Max Aarons isn't good, and Castagna's not good. So you guys are acting like Coleman's 10 times
worse
than
those. Yeah, but if you're a non-starter for one of the worst teams in the league, where should you be?
A left wing.
He's a non-starter.
A left wing turn left back is starting for you on the right.
Judge it.
How does that make sense?
Judge it on the player.
To the right back, to the person we're talking about.
MJ,
does he start or does
a left wing, makeshift left back, then start right back.
He
over
doesn't start
a
behind
right back.
Ashley Young. Ashley Young is horrible, and he doesn't start behind
and
Ashley Young.
Ashley Young's a left-sided player.
How good they are, not about
we're not
starting.
Even if I
not
say Coleman is the worst, he's not way worse than the players you guys picked.
I
so what are you
he
saying?
Is way worse. I think Seamus Coleman
worse
is way worse
he's
than Castagna. Yeah, he
nah,
is.
No, but we shouldn't be rating the player. It was a forfeit pick. And
what? It was a I'm forfeit off pick, but we agreed on the
exactly
player. So
and we
I
agreed,
got lucky that I just
but I agreed on it because it was the forfeit pick and it's the worst player.
Yeah. It's the worst
player. So then after, we can't go back
right
and say he's better than these players.
If any of us knew Fredericks and cared that he played, Fredericks is a fucking shit pick as well. He could have been the forfeit.
What do you mean new? Obviously, you all know who Fredericks is.
What? I've never thought of Fredericks until today.
But you know who he is.
Why would I have thought of him? is what I'm saying.
He plays?
That's all right.
This guy doesn't play. Yeah. That's one thing.
Otherwise, we're not going to finish it. Let's go.
I'm going to say it was Bud 3, MJ 4. MJ 4.
There's no way.
It's obviously on how good it is.
Yeah, I don't. You guys are trying to argue the right back versus your right backs as if he's a good right back.
No, no, I think
my right
think
back's a good right back.
The thing
back.
Is, what's it, like, if the thing is your punishment is meant to make your team way worse and it doesn't.
Yeah.
Well, we should have said that when why we didn't you agree the on playoff?
No, no, because we all thought that the punishment was exactly. bad.
It is good, bad.
You guys are not
it's the worst
bad.
Right back.
The punishment is the punishment. So it's far. Normally like if you got any player where you doubled up, that person goes there.
Okay,
so normally
but we can switch anyway though. Okay, let me ask you a question. What's the title of this? What's the title of this? One player from each team. Why can he have two and still be voted the best?
What?
The whole title of this draft is one player from each team. How can you have two?
We've always done
in the
though.
In the defense always, and still yeah, be voted always, number one.
The reason we didn't make it the Luton right back is because everyone said no, it's not going to have the same effect. That's what you said.
Exactly. So,
so if it was the Luton right back, would Tom still be in his position?
Probably. Exactly. He probably would still it'd be still in his be position. One because he's got Fredericks, he's got Ward, he's got Ahrens. So how is that better than the Luton? How is that way better than the Luton right
no,
back?
No, Ahrens is clearly better than those three you just mentioned before.
And you guys are all just voting me five because I got the punishment player.
That's
it. I didn't
we're not looking at the total defense.
What did you come to send first?
First.
Yeah, that's what I'm arguing.
But I got two other fives.
No, but if you came third, I'd be like,
because right. They're not thinking about it. They're just looking at this punishment player and saying,
it's, I don't know, worst. It's true. Why would I just vote him first for no reason? As if like I get something to gain out of it.
I have more better players in my back line than
you,
so stop looking
last,
at me.
I wasn't going to put you last, mate.
Okay.
So how about you
but you guys are acting
up?
Like it's crazy that I put him first as if you guys all have mad back lines. You don't. You have kind of even right. back lines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Who's next? Goes,
let me see how his mic.
Ali 5.
Ba-ba-ba. There sweating. Is no one like me. There is no one like me.
I think I'm going to go Riley last. Mike 4. Bud 3. Tom 2. Jeremy 1.
What the Thank fuck you. Were you arguing with me for so long?
Because I thought mine was better than Tom's.
That's why that was it.
Okay, but that's, I never said I was going to put him last.
So Tom's 2 or 1? Did you just put two. Him 2 or
2?
Yeah, 2. Okay. Yeah. And you put me 1 and you put Bud what? 3.
Yeah.
And MJ?
4.
4, okay.
Bud up.
Well, 3 players are really carrying Bud like that.
Yeah, but his 3 are fucking good. Good.
Mate, he's got probably two are fucking good, one's good.
He's got the best left back probably.
You know what Riley's doing?
The best centre back and then the best keeper.
That's opinion is the best left
back. Oh yeah, that's the opinion.
He's got probably the best centre back.
Second, he's got the best centre back and then the best keeper.
And best keeper. I'm not debating that, but when I think Pope is better than Martin. Two are
fucked. All right, MJ.
Yeah, you keep trying to find battles to fight. First it was...
No, that's right. You got 3 good players else? In your back line.
Now
we're
trying to fight someone else. Yeah. No, I'm saying Riley.
Two.
Yeah. You have only two. Guehi and Jose Sa are the only two good ones.
Okay, cool.
None of them are even the best in their team cuz in that position.
Okay, yeah, cool.
MJ's. I'm going to go Riley, Bud, Tom.
Sorry.
5s.
No, it has to be second, Jeremy first.
Okay. 2.
So you know friends and family there. straight honesty.
I'm hot over here.
It's hot over here. Yeah.
Samuel, you got 2?
Yep.
Alright, cool. Defense done. Midfield. Alright. We'll get MJ, you start.
Midfield?
Easy win for you.
Shut up.
Let's see.
It's pretty good.
Oh, actually, it could be you.
Yeah, it's a nice midfield.
Oh, yours is pretty good as well.
When did you pick Bruno G?
Yours is
Bruno B?
I'd probably pick yours over one. Maybe.
It was my first pick of the day.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Is it damn?
It's really good.
Jensen's a cap. But yeah.
No, Jensen's good.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
What's your one?
Thank God.
Watch out.
And don't let's not switch mine and Bud's to cool raise, all right? Let's know which one's the actual 6.
Bud's got the one playing 10.
Yeah.
6.
I mean, he's makeshift because he's... But if you had to pick a team, I would put him there because that's where he plays.
Of the 3 midfielders you had.
Oh, of you have. Yeah.
Yeah, so would I.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to go 5.
Who?
Jeez.
Bud. Bud, mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting. Some is between these two for me.
Who's yours? Ward-Prowse,
Sengari,
Norsgaard, Sengari.
You think MJ? Norsgaard. You think that's worse than this?
That's a defensive masterclass.
There's no progressive.
Just even before I even go to Eze, who's better than Iwobi in that center, in that midfield?
Riley's best Ward-Prowse. One isn't better than all three of them.
Actually,
maybe
Iwobi's. No.
Ward-Prowse better than Iwobi.
Yeah,
MJ, five, sure. Eze, four. And wait, 5-4.
So. Bud four.
Yeah.
So we're putting a guy that plays nine, who's Bud's put at six, and you're going to say he's better.
No. Wait, he's a midfielder, bro.
He's the one from Everton. It's that's been playing nine.
Boring.
Come on. No, that's the shadow striker.
I thought it was Palace.
And no, he had I got Palace. That's why mine.
But then that wouldn't make sense. Why would you still vote him there?
You've got three attacking players sense. In your midfield.
MJ, that still wouldn't make sense. Why would you not put him back here?
MJ, I need it. So MJ,
he's got three attacking players in his midfield, and you think that's going to be sound?
Nah, yeah.
To help out that defense?
Yeah. 5-4-3.
He picked Sengara because Jeremy said his name before. He doesn't know who he is.
Who cares? Yeah, who cares who said it?
Oh. Did just
Samuel
did.
Said it, yeah.
So is he not a good DM?
So who are you picking? Sorry.
So fuck up.
A guy that comes off the bench, Bud, by the way.
2-1.
5, Bud, 4, Riley.
3. Samuel, me. 3.
You 2 and Tom 1.
Okay.
It's getting 3. Harder in but here.
I got 2?
Yeah.
Yep. 2.
Perfect.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Then I'll go. You guys might be this is like back.
Yeah, you can do from best to worst if that's easier.
No, I'm gonna go worst to best. I'm gonna go Bud worst. Sorry, Bud. It's just because.
Okay. Yeah.
The cool Ray.
Yep.
Riley second worst. MJ third. You second. Tom one.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I think Tom's is just a little bit better balanced.
MJ third.
Bad. Yeah.
You could have wrote Jensen as a 10. Would have looked nicer.
He's not a 10 though.
Yeah, but you have.
He's more as 8.
I'll go.
That's the biggest mistake you can make.
Yeah, I'll go Tom 1. Samuel 2. Mike 3.
I don't love
3 things. Attacking players.
It's not 3 attacking players. There's 3 midfielders.
They're better players.
They're 3 good.
4 5, Riley.
Thank you.
Three.
Just because he's played 6 games this season now.
Decore did you
exactly
play there.
He was a box midfielder last season. Eight.
No, he was excellent.
6-ish, 8-ish.
I used probably. To like Decore as
used to, yeah, but now he plays 9. He's not as good.
You could have wrote it. It's just he doesn't really look better if you wrote it Decore next to Iwobi and then Eze in front as a 10. That would have looked much better.
Yeah. It's only because he doesn't play
like 6 as well is way different to 2.
But there's still 2.
Bud.
No.
Bud 5.
Yeah, makes sense.
MJ 4.
I'm not counting his vote. It's 3. Obvious to save his ass. That's why he's doing
Tom,
it.
Tom. Jeremy 2, Tom 1.
4.
Yeah.
Excellent. MJ 4, Samuel 3.
Yep.
Me 2.
That's Tom a yours? Good midfield, man. Balance.
Tom 1, 4 ones.
Well, I hate solid. That midfield.
Where's the creativity in that?
Jeremy 1, Rouse, man. Samuel 2.
Cheers.
If you're telling me he's getting away with Ross Barkley.
That's what I'm thinking.
Ross Barkley is fucked, but Gibbs White is.
You're talking about balance.
He hasn't
balance.
Been the worst this year.
And then you're telling me Ross Barkley's been bad. There's no
Tom,
way.
Let me say something. If you're going to mention him fucked. Playing.
Nah,
I think Ross Barkley hasn't been good.
No, he has not been bad.
Pretty good.
He's not been good.
No, he
plays
6
though.
And centre back. And Decore
plays 6 all season.
No, but I'm just saying. I'm saying both.
He's played 6 all season.
He's playing both.
For propaganda, he's going to be lost.
He doesn't play both at all.
He can play centre back. Tom, sorry.
But Barkley's been decent.
He's been decent.
He's not the best.
Who are you comparing him to?
MJ 3.
To Iwobi. Yeah.
Riley, Bud.
Yeah. They're probably,
I'm comparing better. Iwobi to Bud.
Iwobi is better this season.
And Eze to Gibbs White.
Yeah, but sense. You've got your a guy who's playing 10
at
6.
Iwobi's good either. At least we can
he's not
see
playing
where the
10.
Coming from on this.
Tom, Jeremy.
Tom, that's really rejuvenated you. Yeah. Tom, me.
Samuel.
Samuel third.
I got a bunch of threes in that one.
MJ Riley.
He's gonna just save himself.
Middle of the road.
It's
Samuel.
Not.
You're doing it to
from the start. I've hated your midfield.
Couple twos and a couple.
Let's go up front. Samuel start.
me start up front. I'm going to say Riley Best. Just get that out of the way.
Yeah, fair enough.
Can I see yours? Let me see Mike's. Oh, that's a good one, except for the...
No, mine's fine.
No, yours.
Oh, when that's not good. Wayne.
Mine is better than that.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I'm going to say...
Buds.
I'm going to say...
Definitely.
What do you mean? Mike, if anything, it's even.
Then, Mike, then Jeremy.
MJ,
what does that mean?
No,
I said Riley 1, MJ 2, Jeremy 3. It is.
Okay. Your argument. That's your opinion.
That's your perspective.
Yep.
Watkins, Neto, yeah. I'm going to take Watkins and Neto over both Tony and Elise. Oh, okay.
Over Tony.
Yeah, smart.
Clear best striker.
Yeah, you reckon he's clear best striker?
For this season.
So. I think.
Yes.
Yeah, clearly.
Right, I don't know. Clearly. Watkins is fucking good.
Close second, but.
Watkins is fucking good, man.
Yeah, but for this season.
I'm not even trying to pick bad.
Oh, we're doing this season.
I'm
just checking.
But I can use that as an argument.
No, I was asking Samuel if he's doing this season for his argument, because I'll just look at his team before I vote.
Jesus Christ.
And I didn't say I'm doing this season.
We're doing blackmail now.
I didn't say I'm doing this season pure.
I'll just look at his team. No, I just want to make sure we're doing what we're doing. What we're doing.
I'm going to say Dan Juma and this random guy are probably equal.
You don't rate Quelle
Joshua.
Is Dan Juma good? Every time I've watched him play, he's bad. I've never even seen this guy play.
Okay, yeah.
Oh my days.
That's crazy.
It's all right. Do MJ. Yeah. Pause. MJ was two. Sorry. MJ two.
And then Tom. Oh.
Riley was one.
Got a player that doesn't play.
He got a player that doesn't play.
Who doesn't play?
He's got a player that's played every game with zero goals.
Jeremy.
Yeah, Pedro plays.
And form Pedro. Before injured.
So are we doing form?
Yeah. He's a nine.
Are we just doing form? Tom and then Bud.
It doesn't score.
Are we doing form?
Thank you.
I don't think Buds is a five.
Are we doing just form?
Five.
Oh,
because that's what they're saying right now.
You've been hard done by a bit.
Yeah, he's decent, to be honest.
It is decent, but everyone's is decent.
Decent. Okay.
Decent.
Let's go. Bud.
Riley 1. Jeremy 2.
Thank you.
This is pretty good.
Samuels, obviously.
Three. Samuel, three.
Yours is better than mine.
Okay. If you're not just going on form, yeah.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? Just MJ?
Well, Mbeumo doesn't play nine. So if you want to say he plays nine, cool. We can say he plays nine for this draft. But he doesn't play nine.
And Tony's they play twin strikers, though?
What? They play... Mbeumo's a nine?
I said he's been playing right. But
okay, yeah.
Can he play nine? Yes.
Yeah, he can play nine, okay. But he's not better than my nine.
Yeah. But then this is better.
And my right wing is better than your right wing.
Is he though? He's only better until right now. Yes. Why is he? He's better right now. When he was at fucking Ajax, everyone was saying they wanted him for their team.
Okay. And Olise last year, was he playing where?
He was playing. Olise is good. I'm not saying he's bad, but is Olise better than Kudus?
I'll just make sure.
He's not better than Kudus.
Yeah. MJ and then Tom's last.
Crazy, but yeah.
That's crazy picks there.
It's insanity, but cool.
Why am I getting blown up because of one guy who's a quality
It's not
player.
Because I think Kudus and Mbeumo Mutombo is good. I'm saying it as a three. I'm not like picking player for player just against each other.
So who's better than Watkins? And Mbeumo's not better than Watkins.
Yeah, but
right
I think
now.
He's two Tom wingers complement that whole front three.
Threes yet, have you?
No. This is the most informed wing in the league.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Same with Mutombo. You can argue Mutombo. From back end of last year until...
And now! What did
you give MJ just then? Four or five?
Four. Tom last.
Tom five. Okay.
Crazy. Very
cool. Tom, you go.
I'm not saying you're last. I'm just saying...
Riley one. Oh, man. You three are... Bud last. Just get that out of the way.
That's hate, mate.
You know, you didn't even look at your board.
I've been looking at Hudson-Odoi for a while.
Oh, you think Alanga's much better? That's crazy.
Yes.
Right now he is.
Much better.
You want to do the doesn't play argument if you want?
Oh, you want to do best right wing in the second best right wing in the league last season?
I'm going to do Jeremy second.
Samuel. I mean, sorry. Jeremy.
MJ second. Samuel.
Four.
As in I'm third?
Yeah.
Thank God. MJ. Some sense, man.
Third. And Riley first and Bud five.
Wait, what was that?
Fourth.
Fourth.
I think he gave you 5 points.
You gave me fourth?
have MJ third, me second.
Yeah, you guys all have good front.
It's even, man.
Okay.
I lost out last time. You look like this time.
I think it's hard because the front three. It's good front threes.
Kudus doesn't play. Pokemon doesn't play.
Samu, you go. He doesn't start.
I already went.
I reckon he started three games. I already went. MJ, you go.
Me?
What the fuck you?
Yeah.
What?
Kudus doesn't play, but then you voted a front three that completely doesn't play ahead of mine.
Yeah
because we haven't seen Kudus in
two of his players are better than your two better players.
Then so why are you saying Kudus doesn't play?
Well, he doesn't play.
He's right.
If you're going to say these just three.
Well, Dan Juma doesn't play, Kudus doesn't play, and his other two players
don't
are better
play.
Than
no,
your
but
two.
They don't play. Tom. So but all three don't play.
They're right. Better
why
than
are you doing that? All three. So don't say mine. Don't say the argument is he doesn't play.
Can I just say
all three of these don't play? You can't do that. You can't say the argument.
I'm just saying off they're better.
Yeah.
Is Mbeumo a better nine than Pedro?
Yes.
Yes.
Is Bowen better than Kudus?
Yes. Yep. And yes. Then Matoma is fucking 40 million.
There you go. Yeah.
I don't think Mbeumo is a better nine. Anyway, he doesn't play.
Samuels is much better. His lady's bad.
I don't think so. So you just don't want to add to that?
No, go.
You argued Kudus is worse because he doesn't play, but then all his front three don't play.
Yeah, but they're available.
How are they available?
That's I mean, the yours is available and doesn't play. These guys are just...
At least he's injured. Tony did a fucking betting scam. This guy's fucking available.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Don't just be
they're unavailable.
Right. Right. Betting scandal. All right. You didn't mention betting scandal in midfield. How come that wasn't?
But I didn't get voted fucking first in midfield.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, fair.
You got voted. You got voted.
All right, so I'm gonna go. Bud last, unfortunately.
Four.
What did you just give Bud five?
Five.
Yeah, five.
Three. Oh no,
it's abomination right here.
You think Tom's voted?
MJ, you think this is worse than that?
You voted.
Then what?
Then this.
Yeah, but. So Alanga has been better this season than Odoi.
Yeah.
Odoi
okay. Has that one
Huang.
Good game.
Huang has been better than Jao Pedro this season.
Okay, so you're going MJ. You're Pedro. Going him five.
Yeah, just move on. We know MJ. You can just move.
You're
on.
Not, I'm not even trying to count.
But are we doing just play for player?
Bowen because that's is a better what player this season than March. But that's it. So he's
if March.
I thought we were avoiding the play for player
potentially.
I thought we were doing it as like a front three. But if we're just doing play for player, fair enough.
Yeah, you don't
you
think
can
that's
vote however you want, man.
Yeah, true. Right,
no, so five. I'm voting fair.
Okay.
All right, Riley's won clearly.
Yeah, gave it. I haven't given it to him yet.
Pause.
Riley's got a two.
No. I didn't get a two.
Oh, you didn't.
For forwards,
you only
three
got
ones.
One.
Okay, yeah, three ones. Yeah.
I'm gonna go.
Oh, that's four ones now. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go Tom 4.
Damn. Thought I was in with a shot there.
That's right, you got enough.
I've got enough ones, yeah.
And then me and Samuel?
I've got a few fives in defense.
I'm going to have to go Samuel about. 2.
Yep.
Only because of the argument of...
That's okay.
There's a lot of players who haven't played.
No, it makes sense.
In the whole front three. That's my only thing.
That's all right.
Yeah. So I'm going to go you 2, 3.
Well, I thought your whole thing was people who have played.
He made you 2, man.
I gave you 2, man. Relax.
Yeah, and he gave you 1, right?
No, he gave me 3.
Oh, Riley's 1. Oh, fuck. Sorry.
That's my bad.
You're just I'm trying to argue with everyone.
Yeah, I'm just yeah. Yeah. I'm happy because I got a 4.
You're on heat.
I'll go. Riley, you want to go? Then I can go.
No, you can go.
Okay, yeah. I'll go Tom last, Bud 4th.
What? Did I hear that right? Yes, sir.
Jao Pedro is good. Bowen is arguably the most informed player of both the front threes. And then he's got Hudson Odoi and Alanga. Cool. Alanga's better, but I think Jao Pedro is good.
And Huang's not been good?
I think Huang's good.
Huang's probably most informed compared to Bowen.
No, they've both been.
No, I'd say they're
Bowen's
even.
Been informed
and,
for longer.
And also Huang's plays on the left.
Huang's returned more than
Huang. Does Huang not play on the left and Cunha play 9?
He does.
They exchange throughout the game.
They do exchange.
They do exchange.
Very I think fluid. It's very close, but I guys think you guys are saying Buds was shit. But
I think Huang is much better.
Jao Pedro is very good, and Bowen is.
Okay, so Jao Pedro is very good now.
Is Jao Pedro very good or is he just
Kudus
all right?
Kudus
is bad now, apparently. So whether you and Kudus as bad. That's what's crazy to me because everyone thinks fucking Kudus is the best until I pick him in my fucking draft.
And he's come on, scored a couple goals.
Yeah.
Jao Pedro misses sitters every week.
Every
Jao Pedro hasn't got a goal.
He got dropped for Ferguson, a teenager. Yeah.
No, I remember that. He scored a penalty.
I think he scored against United as well.
Yeah, okay. And he scored
a penalty. And then I'm going to go MJ.
Crazy.
I don't know, man.
It's insanity.
Samuel 1.
No, 2.
Two, sorry. Riley 1, MJ 3.
Fair, cool. Right.
It all comes out in the wash, I guess.
MJ 3, Samuel 2, Riley
what
1.
What does that mean?
Riley fucking. You've regained the middle
points. I had Jeremy in the forwards. And I somehow nicked a 1 from him from the defense. Down the wash.
Okay.
So
nicked
it from fucking me.
Tom 5.
Unlucky.
5-4.
Bud 4. Or are you just doing it because Jeremy chose 5?
Bud 4.
Samuel 3, MJ 2.
Riley's evil, man.
Tom 1. Samuel
3. But it benefited me. Jeremy. So I can't hate too much.
I feel like I should have got a couple more fours. This front three as a whole is
two of them
better
than
some.
Two
fours, he said.
Boys, maybe a one. Fuck, did I get three?
Let me just add these up.
Maybe a three or something.
I think Watkins
somewhere.
Is better than Mbeumo.
This is bull.
Yeah, he can be.
He's a great football player.
He's fine.
He's a great football player.
Yeah, he's been good.
And you know this guy.
Picked a fucking guy you've never heard of.
That's what do you mean? He hasn't played
in
like
that Kelly.
Month.
You voted Tom last because
he
had fucking
literally scored on his
right
debut
back.
For Nottingham. Yeah, got injured.
No, so your argument fucking changes every fucking thing with every position change.
You guys, I don't care about these.
No
good.
Every fucking...
Riley's fucking argument changes every fucking thing.
He got a lot of
you last in defense because you had Coleman.
That's what I mean.
He picks MJ ahead of me and he has a guy he's never even heard of.
He doesn't make sense. That's what I'm telling you. And then he did maths in his head to put me 5.
Sorry, wait till we do the maths
here. So there's a chance that I can go down.
Look, when you guys go home...
So are we just not voting seriously?
Look up Kelly O'Shea's highlights. If you find them,
I'm not looking
if you find them.
Honestly, I'm not
searching. Stop looking.
I'm not looking, bro.
You are looking. I literally watch your eyes.
I was watching Tom. When you said stop looking, that's when I looked.
Okay.
I got to bounce after this.
Yeah, stop looking, man.
Fuck me.
There was a lot of corruption picks there, man.
There's a lot of crazy people here.
Yeah. I'm sick of
just saying I did everything fair. By the
same.
Books.
So did I.
Me too.
Yeah.
There's some voices I heard that I shouldn't have.
I did.
I shouldn't have heard some of those voices. One's giggling right now.
He doesn't do serious shit.
I'm playing the game, man.
Numbers are skewed because of this guy.
I saw Riley's piece. I was like, geez, he's skewed the votes. Fair call, man.
Next draft, I'm locking Riley outside, bro.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Do it, man. I won't beat you. I'll be washing windows.
Man, Scrubby.
What is this?
Tag team.
He died, man.
I'll do it in memory of Scrubby.
Yeah.
This is what we're getting. Is it? Is it a USB? We're getting a USB, Chris.
God.
Up to one terabyte, though.
What's it saying?
Penis.
Yeah, it's called penis, and then it says stick it in.
Sorry?
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
Oh, she did say it was like wordplay or something.
Yeah, Bud will enjoy that.
Oh, it's a USB and USB-C. That's kind of cool.
That's sick.
Explore the penis collection of memory sticks available in small, medium, and large.
Okay.
Fucking all that. It took so long as well.
6 years of waiting
for that.
Is that the Chrissa thing?
Yeah. Her friend or whatever.
Penis. Stick it in.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah. All for
you. That's nice.
Trash the product.
No, I said it's good.
Come on, man.
Penis is so funny. That's your mate right there. He's actually really gassed about that show.
So hot. Yeah, it's real humid.
Tensions are high, man. Finish this out for 2 months.
By your team.
Sorry, bro.
That's what I get for voting fair.
That's it, huh?
I hear you, man.
You're not that good at drafts, I think.
No, I'm just a fair guy. I will still give people points.
Yeah, me too. I was
because,
fair though.
But then there's some people over here that will try leverage themselves.
Yeah, no. I could have tried to make myself get first, but I didn't. Fair.
Draft is, it's cap, man.
It's crazy. This can't be his real score.
I always get stitched up
but
on
your
draft,
least man. Score was a 3. Your best score. That's what I said, bro.
No?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Getting dock points because Decore's played 6 games up front.
What was he paying
but
for 10?
Like compared to 300 games midfield.
Yeah, he plays midfield still. You're right.
And it was like one of the only games.
It's criminal.
For 10. Yeah,
he's
Joe.
He's fucked. He's honestly fucked.
I've got the final scores, guys. To round out this draft, you want to do from first to last or last to first?
Yeah, first to last.
Last to first.
Because you already know who's last.
No, do first to last. Nah.
That's the first.
That's the first, man.
Okay, it's in last place with a whopping...
Is this a record?
It's... Well, yeah.
How can it be? We've never done 6 before.
It's 13 points higher than the next person.
Oh.
64 points.
Oh.
We have Bedrold and Abbas.
Okay. Guys, this is what happens when you try to be honest in this game.
So from now on, I'm going to be toxic as shit in every single draft. I swear to God.
Riley.
I'm going to cheat my way to the top.
In second last, we have Riley on 51 points.
Come on.
I don't, oh man, I got out of jail here.
In fourth, we have Michael with 49.
Corruption, but I beat corruption a little bit, so I'm all right with that.
In third, we have Tom, 44.
Middle of the pack.
Middle of the pack.
Middle of the pack.
Second, Samuel, 35.
Oh, wow. Wait,
yeah.
That's a lot higher than me.
What did Tom get?
44.
Oh my God, I was close to the
really?
Top.
And in first, Jeremy, 27.
Oh, shit.
And still, and still, the best drafter there is, Juju J, and the worst drafter there is, still.
tell him, he's under camera champion.
Speak to the camera so it picks you up.
Oh, yeah, say something. Right.
Tom, tell him. Tell him about what that says.
Thank you for watching, everyone.
We've got a new world record.
Thank you for watching.
Like, share, subscribe! You got teeth to win in this shit.